B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy Black Friday. Hope everybody's Thanksgiving was a nice, peaceful, fun feast, family, the whole thing. Hope you guys had a great day yesterday. And it was a nice, cozy day as we got to see a real treat. We get to see the Cowboys lose. And, you know, I got to talk to you about this because it is, it's funny how we look at that team and when they lose, it just like helps make your day. I'm not saying it completely made my day. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We spent the morning at Marconi Plaza, my friends and the kids, and we were playing football. We had a little turkey bowl with the kids. Then we went over to Stokes, which is a little corner tavern on Argonne Avenue, and we had everybody come over, and you know, the kids loved it, playing darts and eating french fries, and you know, before the feast, and the adults had the adult cheer, and it was, you know, it's a tradition that we do all the time, and so it was just a nice day, like where our friends and family kind of hook up over football, and then we go home, and then you know, we're doing the feast and everybody's happy. But it was still great that the Cowboys lost. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be true to you. It was like a little dessert. I don't eat pumpkin pie or carrot cake or any of that stuff. But that was to me, the slice of pumpkin pie that they lost. That Buffalo beat them in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. First of all, I love Sean McDermott. He was here for a while. He's a terrific guy and great family. His dad, Rich, was a big-time football coach in the area. And his brother, Tim, runs the union. I mean, he was at the Eagles. He was at the Sixers. Like, they're really wonderful people. And so, you know, here he is coaching the Bills, and he's had a wonderful, like a really, really good season. I mean, you saw how good they've come along. But nobody's thinking that they're going to go into Dallas on Thanksgiving Day and actually win the game. And I don't know about you guys. Like, so, we watched the first half of the Lions game at the bar, you know, kind of in and out of it. We won that really good. You know, Bears-Lions, David Blough, a third-string quarterback against, you know, Mitch Trubisky, who is a.k.a. Mitch Grossman, who's just horrible and gross. So, whatever. It's bad football, but it's still football. It's Thanksgiving. And then you go, all right, then we nestled in. Roddy watched the game. And it was, you know, Cowboys go like down the field, right? Like the Cowboys score early. Like that's it, man. And, you know, they're feeling good. And there's Leatherface up in his boot and his box. And there's all, you know, they're all Dallas. And then the Bills just like systematically shut them down. Systematic. I mean, think about it, right? They're down 7-0 early before you blink. And then that was it until a garbage time touchdown at the end of the game. And then throughout that whole game, and it was just so pleasurable. I hate to take that much glee off another team losing, but, you know, I did. And I'm sure the rest of us in the Delaware Valley took some great glee in the Cowboys losing. And the manner in which they did, they kept going to Jason Garrett. And there he is. He's just so clueless, right? His face is just, he's got that perplexed, mystified, just dumbfounded look on his face at all times. And so he goes for it, which I still don't understand why he went for it. It was a passes up a touchdown. It was the end of the third quarter, early fourth quarter. And they can make it. They're down 23-7. So it's fourth and six. They look like they have a touchdown, but it's not. It's incomplete. And so he goes for it on fourth and six. It's 23-7. So, you know, the odds, you're going to need that field goal. Just get the field, get points. You know, I mean, it's hard to get that. You're going to need to win anyway, and it's hard to get the two-point conversions. You still have a whole quarter. Anyway, he goes for it. They don't get it, and they go right to Jerry's face. And then Romo's alibiing for him. Well, you know, he makes the decisions with the thought of the Cowboys trying to win. And all I kept thinking is, this is awesome to watch them melt down. And I thought that Leatherface had a premature meltdown in New England when he was talking about threatening his job because they should have won the game. I actually think they outplayed him. But you know, here you're coming home. You still have the division kind of, you know, controlled your own destiny. And they lose. And then at the end, it was toward the end of the game when it was apparent the Cowboys were going down. What did we see? Here is Romo. Well, it's going to come down to that December 22nd game at Lincoln Financial Field between the Eagles and the Cowboys. And they had the graphic up. NFC East, Kings of the NFC East. And it's the Eagles-Cowboys. And the Eagles have life. Just like that. Without playing it down. No Carson Wentz criticisms. No receiver criticism. No, it was just on a quiet day surrounding the Eagles, the Cowboys lose and the Eagles have great life heading into Miami. We got life, Pat Egan!
It's amazing, isn't it? The fact that this terrible football team actually has life.
I know. But I'll take it.
Absolutely. I'll take it too.
But it's been miserable around here with them the last couple months. You know, they haven't played up to expectations, and you know, then you have the receivers and Wentz. It's awful. So I don't know, Pat. Maybe that this is a little change of direction. You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you look at 2008, they needed, what, three teams, yes, including Jamarcus Russell, to win a football game? I think he won like 17 in, yes, his career. And
the Bears to beat Tampa, it was crazy.
Yeah, and they ended up winning. And yeah, they snuck into the playoffs and, you know, they ended up going to, I think, the NFC Championship game that year. So crazy things can happen as long as they're alive.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, man. I don't know. November, it comes down on December 22nd, but you still got to win. And you got to win Sunday in Miami. You got to beat the Giants and the Redskins, and that set it all up. But it was great. Did you take glee in the Cowboys losing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a Thanksgiving tradition that I love.
It is, isn't it great?
It's awesome? And the fact they're screaming in the locker room at each other afterwards. Oh my God, it was amazing.
If you can dig up some sound, I would love to hear it. Like, just relive it.
I'm sure we can dig something up.
I appreciate it, my brother. Pat Egan is in, and he's going to be hanging with me for the next week or so while the Chunis gets married and goes on his honeymoon. Glad to have you aboard, Pat. Hope your day was going. We'll talk about it on the other side. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach me. 610-632-0975. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your turkey bowl. Tell me about the glee that you took with the Cowboys losing. It is a Black Friday. And I know nothing about Black Friday, about sales and stuff like that. I know people will be in and around doing their thing. So give us a holler. We're live. You can stop by Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. We'd love to see you. As we hang out in Marlton at the Chickies and Pete's, great spot. Come and see us, your football hub. I'm Anthony Gargano. It's Cuz Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right. Welcome back, Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Don't forget, Football Fridays on the Fanatic brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice for accidents, malpractice, nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over two decades helping our community. All right. So in addition to the Cowboys and what we saw, we need to play out Sunday. There's no worry, right? Like, we feel great, right? Like, this is what it is. They're going to go down. They're going to bury the Dolphins. There's going to be a sweat. No sweat, right? No sweat in South Beach. Big party. We're all headed down with the Philly Sports Trips guys. We're going to have a good time with the bro, the whole thing. Celebrate, bring home an Eagle win. And then it's on, right? Then it comes down to December 22nd for the division. So that's how we feel, right? That's what's going to happen. Also, do me a favor. So I didn't get a chance, because I had some work to do, some writing to do last night after Thanksgiving. So I had planned on watching The Irishman. I was dying to see it. But I don't know if anybody, because it dropped on Netflix yesterday or Wednesday night, who saw it. I need reviews. My movie guy is Pat. Now, you saw it in the theater. Did you watch it again?
I didn't watch it again. I saw it in theaters, but I really do think if you see it in theaters, the time is less distracting.
Oh, because if you're home,
if you're home, you have all these distractions that could take away from the movie. But when you go to a theater, you know you're locked into that movie. So I know a lot of people are complaining about the 3.5 hours. Honestly, though, I saw it in theaters. I didn't really notice it until the last half hour.
Yeah, see, to me, like, if you're like, I never understood the bitching about the length of anything. Like, if you, like, to me, if you're going to go invest, you know, I hear all the time with, like, sports, with games. What do you care? What do you care whether it's another half hour or so? Like, it's a football game. Whether it goes another, whether it's 3.5 hours or not, like, who really cares? Aren't you there for the enjoyment and the investment? The minute you make the investment in time, whether it's 3 hours or 4 hours, what's the big deal? It's the same thing with a movie. Like, as long as the movie's good, who cares?
I mean, I agree. His last long movie, well, actually, Silence was pretty long, but Wolf of Wall Street was 3 hours, and it just moved. You don't really notice it.
I love Wolf of Wall Street. That was a classic. But I it's funny because I'm with you. Like, I just don't understand the why everybody gets, where everybody bitches and moans about, you know, length, runtime. So ultimately, what would you think? What would you give it?
Oh, it was one of my favorite movies of the year. 9 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
Is it an epic?
I think so.
Will you quote, like, you know, like, I love that stuff. Well, we quote lines from it.
I have to see it again, but it was a lot funnier than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah, it definitely had, like, the humor tied into it. It was really good. I can't wait for you to see it.
I'm dying to. I need to plan around to see it, right? Like, to me, it's a big deal. So I want to plan. I've heard so much about it. I've gotten, you know, reviews from people, you and Mikey Miss saw it, and my cousin. And I'm like dying. I can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's go to Kevin in Horsham. Kevin, happy Thanksgiving, buddy. What's happening?
Happy Thanksgiving, my man. How you guys doing?
Good, brother.
First time, long time.
Welcome, Kev.
thank you. I want to talk about this game yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm a Cowboys fan, and I am actually so happy that we lost yesterday. I hope when we come here to town that you guys blow us out just like the Bills did, even worse.
What? You looking for change?
Jason Garrett's been here 5 years too long.
Yeah.
The whole staff has got to go. I like Chris Richard, but but Jason Garrett's got to go. I think I blame more Jerry than anything, though.
Well, did you hear the rumor about Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I don't.
That he's the frontrunner?
I'm not a fan of the college coaches coming here because they don't fare well. We got too much talent to be wasting more years. Too much talent. We need a hard nosed guy for our coaching, but Jerry likes the guys who like to bow down to him, and Urban Meyer's not that type of guy either. So I don't even know if that's not going to be a good hire either.
Well, I mean, if you get Urban Meyer, I mean, I think that would be a coup.
I mean,
quite frankly, to me, as an Eagle person, I hope he stays with. He's not going to. But I hope he stays with Garrett. I don't understand. Do you understand why at that point, you know, you got to get points. You got to kick the field goal there.
When yesterday?
Yeah.
Nah, we were down big. We had to score a touchdown. We had to.
Well, no, you needed three scores. You were down 23-7.
Right.
So it's hard to make to have two touchdowns, two conversions.
Right.
It's the end of the third quarter.
Yeah. What's his face? Maurer also missed two field goals. Not
I know, but that was a chip shot.
It was a gimme, but he's been struggling all year.
I know, but it was a chip shot, and it's really difficult to convert a fourth and six. You're basically, right. That's the game right there. Like, to me, you got to go at least stay alive, and then you have a whole quarter to get back down, and you'll have a little momentum.
Terrible play call, terrible throw.
It was.
Terrible play calling all around. Like, the first drive was great. It was like, all right, cool, get Zeke into it, and then faded away from Zeke the rest of the game. So
they ignore Zeke a lot. It's you know, listen, and I know you got the new offensive young genius calling plays, but he goes away from Elliott a lot.
Yes, because they're making too much trust in the four because it's a contract year. I think he's going to get franchised. We can't sign him long term.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess why? We love it here, Kev. So. You know,
thank you. Have a good holiday. Hope you guys
you
have
too,
a
bro. Day. Thanks. Thanks to talk to you, man. There he is. This is a Cowboy fan who is actually his interests and our interests are the same, which is the demise of the Cowboys because he wants to enact change. It's amazing he's lasted that this long. I hate to say it because I don't want it to happen, but to me. The Cowboys should go. They should go the college route, and they should go hire the guy that's right under their nose. You know what I'm talking about, Pat?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I 100%. I am enjoying the Cowboys losing so much, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, I kind of want Jason Garrett to stay there.
I know. You almost want them to win just a little bit to give him. A stay of execution.
Yeah, I don't want to think of a world where he's not clapping on the sidelines of the Dallas Cowboys.
Let me ask you a question. Would you sacrifice this season's playoffs, have Dallas win the division, and Garrett stay on another year? Or the Eagles make the playoff, or Eagles win the division, they beat Dallas, and make the playoffs.
Oh, that's tough, man. It is
because in your mind you're thinking, well, they probably if they make the playoffs next year, they're probably going to be better equipped to do something, right?
Yeah, you know,
and then you have Garrett another year, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they're probably not good enough to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're good enough at all to win the Super Bowl this year. But then I think that I don't know. That's tough. That's tough because Jason Garrett is. It's not. He's not good enough to win a Super Bowl. But
no.
I don't know, man. I gotta really think about that because it's gross to cheer for the Cowboys.
It's pretty disgusting. The whole thing. But I was referring to Matt Rhule, and as you know, and look, he's going to get an NFL job, and it's probably going to happen this year. And I'm just praying that Jerry goes with an Urban Meyer or somebody that's not Matt Rhule.
Oh, well, last time you had him on, I think I was producing for you. And when I called him up, I said, hey, man, I'm just asking as a fan, please don't go to the Cowboys. Like anywhere else. Anywhere else. The NFL will still be there. Just don't go to the Cowboys. He laughed at it, but if they offer him a lot of money, I don't know how he says no.
You know, it was funny because I know that's my biggest worry. Is it was about a month ago, and I sent him a note. I go, dude, whatever. It's kind of the same thing. I go, this is going to be my worst nightmare. They're going to offer you a gig. They're going to offer, and you're not going to be able to turn it down.
Well, think of the bright side here. So he didn't go to the Jets because he couldn't get control of the managerial side of it, and Jerry's not going to give that up.
Yeah, he said, it was funny because he said to me, he goes, I'm not Jerry's kind of guy. So he goes, I won't get the offer.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that just because of the fact that Jerry's not going to give up control, and Matt Rhule wisely doesn't want to go to a situation where he's just going to be a puppet.
Dude, how about the job Sean McDermott's done?
Yeah, I've never been a huge Sean McDermott fan, but it's been impressive this year.
How come? What's the matter? From the defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator. I just always thought he was fugazi.
Remember, he came in having the Jim passes away. Like, it was the worst circumstances. Could you imagine you have this old, venerable coach, right? Like, the coach that everybody loved, the players loved. And then Sean's a young dude, and he's got to take over for the legend of Jim Johnson?
I think that's honestly one of the reasons why I never really liked him was, it's not his fault, but the media hyped him up to be the next Jim Johnson, and the defense wasn't very good. So I grew up with Jim Johnson being this, defensive genius.
Right.
And then they're hyping this wunderkind up, and then he wasn't very good, and the defense wasn't very good. So I think it's just one of those, it's a stupid reason, but it always left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it's a shame because he's a great dude, and he's, one of us who grew up here.
Yeah, I've heard he's an amazing guy.
And he is, he's a really smart dude. I mean, he was a big part of the reason why the Panthers got to the Super Bowl with that defense, with Luke Kuechly and what they did. They had a great defense.
But yeah, his the whole story of them drafting Josh Norman was because of him.
Yeah.
You saw him at the Senior Bowl.
Yep.
Just messing around with the football, and they was like, I got to get that guy.
Yep. That's exactly right. Let's go to Dwayne in Richmond. Hey, Dwayne. Happy Thanksgiving, Dwayne.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say, I'm really getting behind J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I want him to do good. And I know a couple of Eagle fans, we kind of mad at him from the past and, what he was doing, but I think it benefits us to really get behind him and hoping, these next couple of games he shows something and shows that, he could be a good wide receiver for us. What y'all think?
Dwayne, I love you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't lie to you. I got too much respect for you to lie to you.
Right.
I don't like him. I'm sure he's a great dude, but I as a football player, I don't know. Uh-huh. What have you seen that stands out? Anything?
No, I haven't seen anything that stands out, but I guess it's just wishful, thinking. I went back and looked at some of his college highlights from last year. It was like, okay, I know it was college. Right. But I'm just being wishful, man. I guess just for
Nice little toe tap to stay in bounds.
Yeah.
That's all we've seen so far. It's hard. You know, the difficult part is that he's not a real, honest to goodness, put fear into a D-back's heart,
Right. Right, right.
And that's okay. I root for him. I hope that he shows something. So, you know, I'll go with you there. I just don't have much hope that he's going to be anything other than ordinary.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Look, y'all enjoy yourselves down in Miami and be safe now.
Thanks, my bro. You know what I feel like? It's going to be like this band of marauders.
Right.
But, like, the beauty is the Dolphins fans won't even care. So the whole building will be all Eagle fans.
All Eagle fans, yeah.
Dwayne, have a great weekend, my brother. You know, you're the best, man. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
See you, pal. Do you see anything in there, Arthego Whiteside?
Absolutely not. No, I was hard out on him when his mother was shading him from the sun.
Yeah, you know.
And then once again, just like the Sean McDermott thing, I know it sounds stupid, but I saw that and went like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
Yeah.
you need your mommy to shade you from the sun, and then on top of it, you can't beat up Matt Collins for playing time. He might be the most frustrating draft pick I can remember since Marcus Smith, because of the fact that if they had taken, you know, Terry McLaurin, if they had taken DK Metcalf, if they had taken one of these guys, then they don't have that hole at the wide receiver position that they still have, and they're going to need to address again in this upcoming offseason.
I know, and, you know, here's the problem, right? It's the draft philosophy. It starts with a couple of years ago, and it starts with Sidney Jones, right? Because Sidney Jones should be Dalvin Cook. And if you have Dalvin Cook, you don't need Miles Sanders. And then we also know all the receivers that you could have had in lieu of Arthego Whiteside, right?
It's literally a trickle-down effect.
So you have all these, you know, and really Dalvin Cook goes back before, the year before, when you didn't take him back.
Oh, well, no, they took him back. They took Donald Pumphrey.
Right.
Big Papa Pumph.
Right. That's we talk about why the Eagles are where they're at. It's because of that. The primary culprit is the last three drafts.
Yeah, I mean, they take Derek Barnett 14th overall. He hasn't played like a 14th overall pick.
No.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you look.
I like him, but he hasn't been that guy. I agree.
Yeah, you look down the list. They had five draft picks this past year. Now Andre Dillard looks like he can play, just not at the right side. But after Miles Sanders, you have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who doesn't look like he can play at all. Sharif Miller, who cannot get on the field as a fourth-round pick. And then for some reason, the fifth round, they took a quarterback in Clayton Thorson?
Yeah.
Who didn't even make the team?
Yeah.
It's not a good look. And one of the reasons why you might be envious of the Cowboys is because you look at their draft history, it's been the exact opposite. They've hit on all these guys.
I know. That's true. No,
Michael
right
Gallup was taken in the third round, for Christ's sake.
How about the catch he makes yesterday?
Oh, I saw it yesterday, and I haven't seen an Eagles wide receiver make that in 2 years.
Yeah, no, he's a player. Michael Gallup's a player. Mm. And he almost made this spectacular catch in the end zone. My God. Let's talk to Rob. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. What's happening, Robbie?
How was your Thanksgiving? Everything was good, I hope.
Yeah, what'd you do? Did you have a big food?
Well, I sat back and had the best turkey I had in a long time.
Did you?
I got to see them cowgirls lose.
It's the best, isn't it?
It's the best. You feel good.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't full. I wasn't full. I could eat another plate. I'll tell you. Yeah, but I wanted to ask y'all, right? Did y'all see, like all the games came on? Did you see how many field goals were being missed yesterday?
Yeah.
Out of all those games, it was a lot of field goals being missed yesterday.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
They should have let that guy flip again and kick a field goal. That seemed like that's how he made them. That was crazy. But you know what? We're in a good spot now. Hopefully, we go in and take care of the business on Sunday. Get that win and the other team take care of their business and put Dallas out some more, and we'll be fine. I think we'll win the division. That's all we need.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like, when you're watching yesterday, and it was like all of a sudden you start to feel excited again.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good or bad that the greatest excitement came not from the Eagles, but from the Cowboys losing.
But it was good to look at their faces.
Yeah, no, I'm the brother.
Jerry
I'm
Jones
you.
Up in the box and Garrick on the sideline. It was great to look at him.
Yeah. No, man. That never gets old. The clueless look on Jason Garrett's face, like that clueless look. And then it's funny because you're looking at it, and he just has it's blank. It's like there's nothing there, man. Oh, it's great.
It really capped it off when they danced out of that metrocity they call the stadium, and doing Elliott's eat and doing Dak Prescott's dance, throwing the ball. That was the greatest.
Yeah,
I was like that made my whole day.
I feel you, bro. Me too. It's pathetic for us, but guess what? I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Robbie. Have a good one,
have
buddy.
Have a good one.
Take it all easy. Right. I don't know. Call me pathetic. It's all right. I loved it. Loved every second of it. You see his face. You see the leather face being upset, throwing his arms up in the air. It's great. It was great camera work, too, because you the cut right from Garrett. The failed play to Garrett to Jerry is perfect, right? Boom, boom, boom. It tells you the whole story. And we smile. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Love to hear from you as we hang out at Chickies and Pete's. Right here in Marlton, thousands of people have joined me and set up accounts to bet online with my guys at Parks Casino Sportsbook, number one casino all of Pennsylvania, the home team, 4 for 4 Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. They got all kinds of great stuff. It's a big weekend, right? College, we got Ohio State, Michigan coming up. Of course, all the NFL and the Birds, a big favorite. We got all of our hoops and hockey. Telling you, might want to check it all out. It's a great spot, man. If you can't get there, just go online, and you'll be on that site looking around all the fun stuff, spreads and props, parlays, teasers. Download the app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your first risk-free bet to $500. Your risk-free bet refunded as an account credit bet. The best Parks Casino Sportsbook online. Or in person. Gotta be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 10:52 on this Black Friday. Do you do the Black Friday thing, Pat?
Oh, God, no.
I know. You know what's funny? It's like a whole world that we know not of.
So I went out one time.
Uh-huh.
I wanted Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 on Blu-ray, and Walmart had it. So I went out. I was getting elbowed in the face. And then I looked on Amazon and it was cheaper, so I went home.
Yeah, the better is the cyber, right? This where you can just stay home with Cyber Monday.
Yeah, and a lot of websites now just do it on Wednesday and Thursday too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I could totally dig it. Here you go. Our poll of the day. What is it today, my brother?
It's just to keep it loose. We put, have you seen The Irishman and did you like it? It's a simple yes or no. So the poll just went up at 975 middays.
Yes. Do you like it or not? Do you think it was, did you see any numbers? Like, they don't release much data on that, but I got to believe a lot of people watched it, right?
Oh, yeah, I was texting our buddy Movie Dave about it because he was, I think he was doing some publicity for it. And I saw so many people tweeting about it that they'll release the numbers just because of the fact it'll be successful. But right. It's got to be the biggest movie that they've ever had.
Well, I mean, it's one of the biggest movies ever made, man. That budget is certainly, that budget's ridiculous. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. You got a cold wife, Cairns can warm her up with special financing and rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com for an estimate. All right, brother. It's a happy day because it's a day where I feel like we got like a stay. Like I feel like we got a shot. And the way the Cowboys, it's so interesting because if you put a gun to my head, I think the Cowboys are a better team than the Eagles. Right? I mean, if you were to keep it real, keep it 100%, I'm gonna tell you I believe the Cowboys are better than the Eagles. However, I sense them imploding. Don't you have a weird vibe of them imploding?
I kind of always have that, and ever since like the Romo days, because they would do that. If there was a way to lose, they'd find a way to lose.
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Pretty awesome. That's what it is.
I mean, because this offense is a good offense. How do they get stymied? Turnover, missed field goal, turnover again. You know, you turn over on downs. Pretty amazing. Let's go to VT Ron, my man. What's up, VT Ron?
My man, Pots and Pans. What's going on?
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Tunis, happy Thanksgiving, man. Now, I got to ask you a question. Did you settle on the song?
Did I what?
Did Andrew settle on the song? For the walk-in or for the first dance? Is he going to play the song?
You know what? We need an update. I got to text him.
You got to find out if he's going to play the song.
I know.
Or not.
I like
because
it.
Because he's got to do it. I thought that was the best thing ever. And his wife, it sounded like his wife was going to go for it, too. So he's got to play the song. Hey, we got a Thanksgiving gift yesterday, Anthony. But, before we get to that, I'm an hour away from our biggest game of the year. We're playing UVA. And, that's going to be a big one for us to get a chance to play Clemson and get our snot blocked out of us. But other than that,
Are you down there Are you down there?
No, we're in Virginia. We're down with the kids. We're not going to head to Shreveport, but, we were thinking about going, but we're just going to stay home and watch here. It's a 12 o'clock game. You know, we had a lot of family here today and everything.
Yeah, that's a lot to get in.
We would have to leave here. We had to get the kids up. We've been out of here by 7:30 to get to Charlottesville by 9:30,
So, yeah, it's tough.
We decided not to go down, but we were going to go, and I think that's going to be a good one. There's an awful lot of good college this weekend. The Iron Bowl is still the Iron Bowl, and, Ohio State.
I still think Alabama wins. I know people are worried. Well, Matt Jones, I think Bama still wins that game.
Well, you know what? Bo Nix is not very good. I mean, that's a great defense. That's one of the top three defenses in college football, Auburn. But Bo Nix is not very good. They got to have to put points on the board. So I think that one in, Ohio State and Michigan, you can't ask for better than that. But more
I think Michigan's live, bro. I really do. Ronnie,
yeah, I do.
Think Michigan's live.
Yeah, I do. And you know what, Anthony? I think Ohio State didn't impress me last week. I really didn't. As much as I love Ohio State, I wasn't impressed with them. And I really think, they better watch out because Michigan is probably playing, like you say, they're live. They're real. They've been playing good ball since the Penn State half. That's going to be interesting, too. But getting to our birds, we got a gift yesterday, and you were just talking about, and I was going to mention that a little bit. I think that team is in disarray. Say what you want about the Eagles with the passing game, but that team's not getting coached. And I think it looks like to me, and you tell me, you've been watching ball a long time. I have too. You think that team's quitting? You think that team has got to quit in them?
Yes.
The Dallas team?
I think
they got to quit in them, Anthony. That's what I think.
Here's what I understand. Like, listen, I love what Sean McDermott's done. I like that Bills defense. I think it's for real.
Right.
But I mean, they have a really, they have talented skill guys. And, I first of all, I know I don't know about you, Ronnie, but that offense coordinator, I know he's a genius, Kellen Moore, but they go away from Elliott way too often.
Well, they do. And in that situation, I like Kellen Moore. Is he, yeah. You know, Anthony, I just think they got, you're right, offensively they're really, really good, and defensively, yeah, they could hold their own too, but they're just not playing. They're just not playing. What I saw yesterday was a team that is just going through the motions, as far as I'm concerned. You talk about the turnovers. A lot of times, a couple of those turnovers were forced turnovers. That was just lack of focus. And yes. When you start seeing lack of focus, that's going back on all the turmoil in the front office and the coaching staff. And I think, hey, if we do take care of business, which I think we should, there's no way we don't win the division. That's just the way I see it. And
you feel good. You know, it's funny because I kind of do too. December 22nd, I don't know. I feel the same way. I actually think they're going to win.
Anthony, I feel very, very confident that this team can win the division.
And I
really
think the Cowboys are a better team.
I agree with you. I think offensively, right now, the disarray of the Eagles with all the injuries, they're a better team offensively, and they should be putting more points on the board than 13 points. I mean, Buffalo's got a great defense, and I love Sean McDermott, too. You know, he's a Philly guy, and just 13 points, I don't know about that with all the offensive weapons that they have. And,
I'm with you, bro.
That's just where it is. So I think it's going to be a great ride, and I really do. It's going to come down to the 22nd, and I'm definitely coming up for that. So, listen, I'm glad you had a great weekend, great college weekend. Thank you for all you do, and go Birds!
A pleasure. Go Birds, Ronnie. Go Hokies for you. Go your
man.
Von Tech, man. I'll be rooting for you, buddy. Yeah, it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.